Big story, of course, yesterday was the President Cyril Ramaphosa announcing that South Africa will now have access to about 30 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines, which will be produced at the Aspen Manufacturing Facility in the Eastern Cape in Gqeberha. We're joined now by the Senior Executive for Strategic Trade at Aspen Pharmacare, Stavros Nicolaou. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Look, whichever way you dice this, this is good news.
Bongani, firstly, thanks very much for having me on your program. It is indeed great news. It's, excuse the pun, a tremendous shot to the arm of the vaccine rollout campaign. What this will do is it will provide vaccines for roughly 75% to 80% of the target population that we aim to vaccinate in our country with a COVID vaccine.
And of course, we understand what 2.8 million of them are going to be available as early as next month?
That's correct, Bongani. So the minimum that will be supplied in quarter two, commencing from April, supply will commence from April, is 2.8 million. That is the minimum in quarter two. And in fact, to give you the absolute number.
Yep.
31 million doses will be provided by J&J through the Aspen manufacturing facility.
For South Africa?
For South Africa, correct. There's there's also a production quantum that's targeted for the AU. And if I can give you that, J&J have agreed to make 250 million vaccines available for Africa. And 31 million of those will be for South Africa. And most of this production will come out of Aspen's facilities in the Eastern Cape.
So what are the delivery time frames for these doses? I mean, as you say, 2.8 coming up next month. I imagine they're going to come in tranches. How's that all going to be rolled out?
So we've only got line of sight right now of the immediate short term, which is the 2.8, but it's expected that the majority of the remainder will come in quarter three with the final consignments in quarter four.
So
quarter three would be July to September.
So before the end of the year, 30 million jabs will be in the arms of South Africans. That's what you're saying?
Well, 31 million doses will be supplied. Of course, the next challenge for a country is to administer this. So Aspen, with J&J, its partner, J&J allocating the inventory, will make 31 million doses available. And then, of course, we have to work together with the country to get 31 million shots in people's arms.
As far as this crisis is concerned, you've been wearing various hats. Of course, we're speaking to now because of your role at Aspen, but you're also involved with the Solidarity Fund and government's efforts to deal with this crisis. Are there now discussions around a rollout in terms of the various phases we've been told about and making sure there's a plan? And I, as citizen number, I don't know, 21,314,000 might know when I might get my shot.
So, Bongani, my involvement has been more with Business for South Africa rather than Solidarity Fund. And Business for South Africa is and continues to work closely with government to ramp up both capability and capacity for the rollout, for the administration of the vaccine to happen. We are going to be required as a country if we to meet our target, which is a very aggressive and ambitious target, of vaccinating close on 40 million people, we are going to have to vaccinate around 250,000 South Africans on a daily basis over a sustained period of time. So I think that we continue as Business for South Africa, and I don't want to confuse the Aspen bit with B4SA here today, but B4SA will continue, as I said, working with government. There is a plan that's being presented along those lines. But our most immediate concern as a country was to get supplies. That's where we were backing. It was that we could not get supplies timelessly. We had the short-term problem in quarter two, as you know. And I think yesterday's announcement at Aspen by the president is certainly good news in terms of supply pipeline.
Sure. But we obviously, as you say, we dare not mess this up, right? We better make sure that our plans to roll it out can match the acquisition of these doses.
Absolutely agree, Bongani. We have to match demand and supply here with our administration capability. And this is going to mean mobilizing and assembling all the resources in the public and the private sector and beyond in order to meet that target of 250,000 vaccines a day. It's going to mean introducing max vaccination sites, as we've seen in other countries around the world. This means using shopping malls, stadia, and the likes thereof, together with your existing infrastructure. Infrastructure being pharmacies and the likes thereof.
So do you believe we have the capacity to vaccinate as many as 250,000 people a day?
Well, we've looked at what is capable, and the simple answer is yes. The capacity does exist, but it's organizing and cohering that capacity and properly resourcing it so that it can, it's like a machine that you've got to get going, and then that machine's going to have to every single day churn out 250,000 vaccinated patients. Of course, having Johnson & Johnson on board now makes it a lot easier because the J&J vaccine is a single dose. So in effect, it cuts down your logistics by 50% because you're not having to administer a second vaccine, as is the case with many of the other options, which not only adds complexity, but it adds double the effort to the equation.
And our participation in that implementation phase, was that what gave us the advantage to come, as it were, to the front of the queue?
Look, I must commend Johnson & Johnson and their commitment to South Africa. And not only did they conduct clinical trials in our country, which are widely recognized and acclaimed now. We've seen the Johnson & Johnson data come through. They made clinical trial stock available when the AstraZeneca stock was discarded by our government. They pivoted into this clinical stock that we are now using with our healthcare workers. And they also chose a South African manufacturer to produce the product for them. So they've really been superb. Aspen is the only Johnson & Johnson manufacturer in the Southern Hemisphere or on the African continent. So I think they remain deeply committed to South Africa. And no doubt doing the clinical trials here has certainly assisted to secure the stock.
Stavros Nicolaou, appreciate your time. Senior Executive for Strategic Trade at Aspen Pharmacare. So that's the good news. We've got the 31 million doses. Do you believe we will ramp up to that capacity, 250,000 people a day before the end of the year?